BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boston Man Show with Keith Bouchard here, Louisiana Monroe Warhawks head coach. Coach, how you doing, man, out down in the Monroe, Louisiana? That good food down there, man.
Had some of that good food last night, actually. At a radio show here in town at a restaurant. Had a little gumbo last night. And then, but no, we're doing fine here. And weather's good right now, so everything's good.
Well, Coach, I'm going to tell you, happy belated birthday to you, Coach. My mom's birthday is the 9th, yours is the 10th, so happy belated birthday to you, Coach.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Getting on up there, I feel it sometimes these days, but I appreciate it.
But I think around these kids definitely would keep you a little bit younger there, though, wouldn't you say, Coach?
Do what now?
Get around the kids, would they keep you younger?
Yeah, no question. You know, being around young people is it does keep you younger. And, you know, I've had to, since I'm older, I've had to change with the times, you know, through so many years. And I tell my guys all the time, there ain't no way y'all could have played for me 20 years ago. No way.
And, I hear that.
And so, but no, I've enjoyed the, you know, changing with them, changing with the times and you know, trying to help and mold, young athletes today.
It's kind of funny, Richard, I was going to ask you about that later in the interview here, but I'm going to, once you brought it up, I'm going to ask you, like, how has the game changed for you, since you got into coaching, and how have the young men changed who you coach since you got into this business?
Well, you know, some parts of the game itself hasn't changed in terms of, you know, we're scouting games, preparing for games. You know, I still think about things that I used to think about 20 years ago when we're preparing for people. But it has changed in other aspects, like, you know, back in the early, I'd say early 2000s, you know, everybody had a big guy or tried to have a big guy or two that were low post players, you know, and couldn't shoot it, you know, but boy, they could rebound it and you could throw it in there to them and get fouled. And you know, a lot of that was going on back then. And today you don't have hardly any of that going on. You know, the post players are all, you know, space to floor guys, you know, and every now and then somebody has, you know, a good low post player, but that part's really changed. And, you know, you even look in the NBA, how that's changed, you know, as well in the NBA. So the game's really changed in that respect, you know. And I find myself, and I'm sure other coaches do, because of, you know, in recruiting, you're looking for big guys that got some skill, you mm-hmm. know, and back in those days, I didn't care about skill, just as long as they were big and tough, you know? And so that's changed a lot. And as far as the kids, they have changed, you know? You know, you got mental health awareness going on in our society, and not just in sports, but in society. And kids today have a lot more pressure, social pressure on them, you know, they do. And so, you know, I've had to change in that respect, you know, and that be mindful. I try to be mindful of their thoughts and their feelings around and within the basketball program. And I think that you know, maybe in the old days you didn't have to worry about that as much. And or we just didn't think about it, you know. I mean, back then it was, you know, do what I tell you to do, and don't ask me why. Now it is, they ask me why, and I got to explain it to them. And so, you know, that part is, but it's been a good change, you know, and really over the last 10 years for me, maybe six, seven, you know, I have a master's degree. A long time ago, I got a business degree as my bachelor's. And
Same here, coach.
oh,
Same
really?
here.
Good, good. And then, but I have a master's degree in guidance counseling. And I've had to use that master's degree a whole lot, you know, lately, over the last, you know, however many years. And it's just different times, and you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Just have had to change.
No doubt, because I played football from 04 to 08, and I remember my sophomore year is when Facebook came out in 05.
Yeah.
And even then, 04 to 08, I had to worry about somebody coming to me saying, you didn't catch this ball today. You played horrible. You dropped this pass. You should have scored a touchdown, blah, 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 because it wasn't like it is today.
Yes.
And I know myself, coach, back in when I was younger, I was a hothead. So I might would have said some things I should said on social media, and I would had to do some stares because I saw somebody back out but talking about what I'm doing. Can you guys catch the football? Can you do it? You know,
Yeah.
so I know what you mean, because this is not played when people like it is today.
It is different. There's no, you know, these kids have grown up on these phones, you know, and you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of it, you know, it's changed. It's changed society, and it's changed sports. It sure has.
No doubt. See, for me, coach, my dad is a coach. He's 82 years old. He'll be 83 years old this year. So this dude still has his legal pads out, writing notes and stuff down. We watched the game. He asked me, what do I see? And I'm like, Dad, I know what's going on. You got to ask me. I'm well aware.
That's pretty
So
good.
he always said, he said, son, you should get in the coaching. So I'm going to tell you, I said, coach, but I was with you. I don't have the typical coach. Because I'm gonna get angry if you don't do what I say. I'm gonna get angry. So it's like, nah, I'm gonna talk about the game because I understand it rather than trying to, you know,
You go.
coach it. So, but yeah, like you said, coaches, I love what happens is, like I said, my dad, all his players still call him this day and text him. He always tells me, you're my biological son, but I have a bunch of sons besides you, which
Yeah,
is just like, I get it. But it's like seeing how all the guys love my father still this day is. I know it makes you feel good as a coach to have your guys come to you as well when they
Oh, no
get married
question,
and
you
go
know.
have stuff, have babies, and you're there for them.
Well, it's what's funny, I'm old enough now. I signed a kid in the fall, whose daddy played for me a long time ago. And so I got that going on a little bit, you know, that some of the players that played for me a long time ago now, you know, have children, sons that are old enough to be recruited. And it's always neat to go back in time with those dads, you know, and that I coached so, you know, so many years ago.
And you've been there 13 years, coach. That's a long time to be in one spot. Talk about the longevity being in one spot that long in this business. We both know there's always carousel going, and also having an administration that's behind you and backs your vision all these years.
Well, let me tell you what I'm happy about being here. First of all, I'm an alumnus here. I played here. I know I don't look like I played basketball, but I did. I played here from 1978 to 82. And after that, I was a graduate assistant coach here. The coach that I played for my senior year, a guy by the name of Mike Vining. Mike Vining was the head coach here for 24 years. His first year was my senior year. Then I was a graduate assistant coach for him for 2 years. And then I left, and then I came back as a assistant coach, full-time assistant coach from 89 to 94 for 5 years, okay? And then I came back here 13 years ago as the head coach. And, I got some stops along the way. I was at Louisiana Tech for a long time, 4 years as assistant, 9 years as the head coach there. I was at LSU for 2 years as an assistant. I was at Marshall University for 3 years back in the late 80s, but a player here, then a grad assistant coach here where I started my coaching career, full-time assistant, and then to come back here for the last 13 years as the head coach, it's really pleasing to me. I'm going to end my career here, and it's going to be I'm really at peace and glad that, whenever I retire, that it's going to be at the place that I started at and the school that I went to. I met my wife in college here. She's an alumnus here. All three of my kids have got degrees from this school. So a lot of history with me in this school, and the fact that I'm going to, one day be able to end it here where it all started for me, it's pretty cool. It's not a national story, but it's a cute little story. In my world. And so I'm really happy about that.
No, it's a national story, Coach. It shows her worldwide, Coach. We got 41 affiliates, Coach, in the U.S. and Canada. It's her worldwide, Coach. It's definitely an international story, Coach. They would know about Keith Richard and the Monroe story, for real. They would know about that, Coach. And
well, what's funny is that about, my career, I tell people sometimes, so in 1989, when I came back here as a full-time assistant, it was the first time I was going to get retirement. And I was a young assistant coach, man. I had all these, thoughts and about the profession. And I can remember the retirement lady, the first time I was going to ever be involved in retirement. And she said, look, there's two options. There's the old Louisiana State system, and they got this new deal called ORP, Optional Retirement Plan. And I said, well, what's that for? And she said, well, if you think you're going to be in Louisiana for the next 30 years, you need to be going the old one. If you think you're going to go out of state or something, you need to get in this new one. And I said, lady, I'm going to be in Kentucky. I'm going to be an assistant at Kentucky in 5 years. Put me in that other one. And so I went in the other one. And look at my career. I've been in the state now over 30 years. I've been in Louisiana over 30 years. I should have gotten another one. And all the years, the places that I mentioned to you, it's all been pretty much all here in Louisiana. And so it's been a local story for me. And it's been a good story for me.
So I've been to the airport in Monroe a few times. I had some friends in El Dorado, Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I've been at the Monroe Airport a few times to fly out of there, man.
Yeah.
Because we're all big Cowboy. I just say we're big Cowboy fans.
Okay.
We shouldn't say it out loud in Louisiana Saints down there. But we was big Cowboy fans.
They had a big win last night.
You see, I'm in my Cowboy coach, Davey, and then the Greats. I didn't want to put on the stars. So I said, let me just throw the quarter zip at the hat.
Well, you should have. They played good last night. Played real good.
Well, the thing is, Coach, they're not paying me for a sponsorship either. So, I keep that in mind, too. If Jerry Jones is part of the show, I have a star every day.
Every day. There you go.
Yes, indeed. And Coach, now you guys are 4-2 in Sun Belt play, and it's a tough league. It's got tough with the realignment here. And talk about how seeing the conference grow and what it was to now with the new teams coming in there.
Well, As a league, obviously, we did it. We added those four teams, primarily because of football. We have a our football conference, the Sun Belt, had some real success lately. You know, being right, just the conference right under the Power Five. They've done real well in bowl games and conferences. You know, football conferences are expanding. There's been some more movement. And so it was primarily a football move. But what happened with the basketball is that, well, they brought four, you know, good basketball programs in the league as well. And you're talking about, you know, James Madison and Old Dominion and Marshall and Southern Mississippi. And, you know, all four of those teams have proven already, you know, they got good teams and good programs and the whole bit. So it's added just some more tough teams to a league that already year in and year out is competitive, really competitive. The difference between maybe the Sun Belt and, I don't know, maybe some lower rated league is this. There's there's no bad team in the Sun Belt. Even the teams that finish at the bottom with record wise, they're not bad teams. It just means they lost a bunch of close games that year. And the team that usually finishes at the top, it means they won a bunch of close games. But the difference between the top and the bottom at the end of the year, and this is almost every year that I've been in this league, it's this kind of conference. There's not really that much. There's no bad team. There's not that much separation. And so we're starting off the league play right now. You can see it already. You know, everybody's just beating up on each other. And a lot of close game, lots of close game. And, you know, it's a very, very competitive league. And we added four teams, just added more to the mix doing the same thing. So, you know, it's tough. It's such a good league, a mid-major league. What ends up happening, too, is home court advantage becomes not so much home court advantage, you know, because mm-hmm. team can win on the road a lot in this league. And, you know, every now and then there's somebody that branches out there and runs away with it. Maybe Georgia State a couple years there had some really, really good teams with Ron Hunter and you know, I think maybe Lafayette had a really good team one year and that went through the league. But for the most part, you know, very, very balanced, very competitive. Nobody's bad. Who wins the close games is going to have the best record. That's really what it's been.
And, Coach, you said something I say all the time on this show, Coach, is about it's possessions. It's possessions. Those tough plays. It's this execution. It's not talent. It's not coaching. It's literally possessions. And possessions. How can we be maybe in film session possession better tonight or yeah. in the first half? It wouldn't be. It'll be an 8-point game rather than a 4-point game. So, it's like you said, Coach. I tell this all to my fans. I'm going to say it, Coach, because my fans didn't understand this. I say it all the time. College basketball is number possessions. This is very much about parity. It's older. It's possessions, not possessions.
No question about it. I mean, you know, we're 4-2, and three of those four wins, we're talking three or four possessions. That's it. And we lost one of our games possessions. I mean, a missed blockout on a rebound. A foul, you know, a turnover, all those things in particular late is determining these games, you know, and it's going on heavily throughout our league.
And with the Sun Belt's profile getting bigger, Coach, has it helped you with recruiting wise as well with the getting four new teams, the profile growing? So it helps you get more guys in the portal who say, hey, this may work for me. If it's good for you, it may work for them as well.
Hey, I think there's no question that, you know, as we move along, you know, having this 14-team league, it's a big league, you know, it's a big league. It's something to sell. Yes, I do. And I think that, you know, obviously, you know, kids want to go where they can play and they want to play in a good league, you know, and when it, especially when these kids, the transfer portal, they're transferring, you know, either down or up, you know, the Sun Belt's got a nice ring to it. It's got some pop to it, and adding the four teams does nothing but really, really help us.
And it also expands your reach for is, you know, visibility. You have Virginia now, Mississippi, Texas, of course, Louisiana with you. So it's like I feel like, you know, the viability of the league is even more because you can get more people to come play for you because they, oh, I may get back home maybe, go see my family, come see me play. So I know that for me, going to Tennessee State for me was about being close to Atlanta. I didn't want to be too far from home. So I know other kids had that same idea as well.
Yeah, we're spread out pretty, you know. I mean, it says the Sun Belt, but we're, you know, all the way from Texas, all the way to North Carolina, you know, South Carolina, and everything in between. So that covers a lot of ground. And I think that that is going to help, or has helped and will continue to help in, you know, where I can go recruit a kid out of Georgia, you know, and say, hey, we're gonna have two league games here. And you know, you're gonna better see your family and they're gonna better come watch you play there. And just, you know, go over to Texas and on and on and on. So I think that does help everybody in terms of recruiting.
And coach, you got a game tomorrow, Thursday against Georgia Southern. Brian Berg, a friend of mine who does a good job down there. What about what you on film from his team and what you y'all have to do to beat them down there in Statesboro?
Well, first of all, he's done a really good job, to be honest with you. And you know, I think this year is a they've really played well. We had two really tough games with them last year. A low possession game here in Monroe, 4 or 5 point game that they won, and then played the last regular season game last year. In overtime, they won in overtime. So we've had some really good matchups with them. I think we, in a way, kind of both play the same way. We defend the same way, just in general, you know. And so that's made it for some good games between our school and their school. And you know, they've got a some returners that are playing well for them, but they've added a few guys, you know, that are also playing well for them. You know, it's always been tough traditionally to go to Georgia Southern, for everybody in our league for years to go down there and win. Yet we, and I don't really even know why, here at ULM, we've had some success down there over the years, you know, or have played well and even in losing, you know. And so I'm hoping that's going to be the case again, you know, that we go down there and play well and give ourselves a chance to hope it's a close game again, you know. Because I think there's just going to be a lot of those kind of games. And you know, if you can stay close, especially on the road like this, then you hopefully you got a chance at the end. Possessions, a couple of possessions here or there.
No doubt. And have you all played in Atlanta yet against State yet? Or
No. We don't go there this year. The way it worked, I think Georgia State came to us already. But so I'm not going to get to see the new building, you know.
I was gonna say you're gonna love a new building.
That's what
The sports
everybody
arena
says.
is gone.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
You're gonna love a new building, coach. It's very nice down there. It's a good spot. I'll talk to some of my guys about doing the MTE there. Like, I think we should do an MTE that in Georgia State's new place because it's just that nice.
Yeah, that I heard all the coaches that have been there said it's really nice. Really, really nice.
Yeah, the sports arena, man. That's whew. I played high school games there.
Did you?
Yeah, so I'm like, nah, I'm good on the sports arena. I'm good on that. You know, they said people ask me, Coach, all the time, I said, JR, why didn't you go school in Atlanta? I said, well, Clark and Morehouse, I've been in debt. Georgia State had no football. My grades were good enough to join Georgia Tech, so I was screwed. I had to go to Tennessee State. I had no other options, coach.
That's good. That's good.
Because they got football the year I graduated. This is the way they got football. Because I graduated in 08. They had football back in 08. So, like,
Oh.
I missed it I took, I said, at that point, I missed it. So, like, yeah. So I had no choice, coach. I had no choice but to do that because I couldn't be indebted playing D2, enjoy
Yeah.
tech, couldn't get the grades and stay in the football. So I was screwed.
But the football facility is nice too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, they play at the old Braves Stadium.
Right.
So I remember going there for the World Series. I was a young dude, but they beat the Indians. I remember,
Yeah.
see, I remember this place was a baseball for real.
I know. I know. It was serious baseball there for a while.
Yes. Yeah. So, I'm happy. Atlanta's a good city for that. We have everything but hockey now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because our hockey team left, and thank God for that. Because when I go to house games, I used to be so cold. I'm like the only sports. I'm kind of glad I can see him in town now. Kind of good to laugh at that.
I went to the last Hawks game I went to. This was when Paul Millsap played for the Hawks. Paul played for me at Louisiana Tech. And so they were in the playoffs. This is when Paul was in his prime and had those good years with Atlanta. And I got he got me on the floor with him and got to go, watch him play and that type thing. And so that's been my last time see the Hawks. Then obviously Paul left and went to Denver and all that. And but Paul's got a he lives in Atlanta. He loves it there, and their home's there. And he built that facility. I don't know, it's called Core Four. Yeah, he's got a
I
place.
know about that.
Yeah, he works out there and they have a workout facility there and that type thing. I took one of my teams one year. When we did play Georgia State to practice over there one year and so I've been in Atlanta a little bit. Of course, we go to playing Georgia State every year and I got to know Ron Hunter pretty good while he was at Georgia State. So I've been going down there getting my butt whipped at Tulane for for the last couple of years. He gives me some money, so I go down there and do that but I enjoyed talking to him and that type thing.
Well, coach, definitely what I was hoping to see. Do you ever come to Lake Point? You don't come on to Lake Point to recruit in the summertime?
Not really, no.
Because I'm always at Lake Point in summertime. I see all the guys come through there, kind of
Well,
find out.
my sisters go. I haven't been there in a while. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. A lot of guys I know go there. I see a lot of coaches there, trying to find players. I was like, yeah. And Ron Hunter, mentioned by Ron Hunter, you kind of brought him up. His zone is very unique.
Very
It
unique.
has man principles to it, but even though it's a zone, I've always found his zone to be very unique in how he plays it. And everybody knows he's playing the zone, but you still can't really figure it out.
I told somebody the other day that the unique thing about his defenses is that a lot of people try to play a matchup zone, it's still out, it's out there in the country, but nobody has the commitment to it that he does. He meaning that it's his defense. He plays nothing else. He's committed to it whether they're winning or losing. And so through that, I think that his kids over time they believe in it, it's been something to see and play against, to be honest with you, and he's done well with it.
Coach, one more for you, coach. When you're not coaching and coaching your guys, but you with your wife and your children, what are your favorite things to do when you're not being a family man and being a coach?
Well, I got grandkids now. That just started, and so we spending some time with we got one here in town and another one's down in Houston, but spending time with him, and that's been a new experience for me and my wife. A great one, to be honest with you, is to have our first grandchildren and watching them change and from week to week and month to month and doing things with them and that's been our deal here really the last almost 2 years is with them.
Sounds good. Well, coach, it's good to have you on the show finally for the first time. Hope to do this again with you down the road, coach. Now I'll be looking out for hoping you all play good and get go to March Madness, man. I hope to do this again with you in March once you punch your ticket out there to go to the big dance, man.
I appreciate you and thanks for having me on.
Anytime, coach. You be safe, man.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from pro, college basketball, UFC, MMA, and more. You always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive a 50% off welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your awards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts, was a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.